Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Linda Martin. Linda, good afternoon. You contacted us not about the Eurovision, not about singing, not about your wonderful world of entertaining, but about, well, a lot of people know this about you, about your love of animals. Linda, what's happened?
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. I hope you're well. You certainly sound in great form.
That's good.
Well, once again, there were animals seized at port last night, and they were on their way to Wales.
Okay.
And this time around, the guards had been, they got inside information, like most of our information actually comes through the mail, the newspaper with Niamh Walsh, and she's got a lot of informers that bring it all back to us. But last night,
puppy farms and...
These are animals coming from the puppy farms. Now, whether they were all puppies last night remains to be seen. I don't actually know that because we found that over the last three shipments, if you like to call it, that have been stopped at the ports, there's been adult dogs involved as well.
Right.
And they tend to be dogs that have been stolen. They've been family pets that have actually been stolen and taken across to the UK, where I believe, because of the new laws that were brought in last year and actually enforced, there's a shortage of what I would call hunting dogs, you know, like spaniels and pointers and that sort of thing. So very anxious to grab the dogs here in Ireland and get them across. Now, last night, as usual, the puppies, by law, any puppies or any dogs that are being taken across to the UK, they have to be licensed, they have to be vaccinated. And, of course, that is not happening.
Okay.
So there's two breaches in the law. Then we find that during this horrific situation we're in with the coronavirus, that on Dundee, going back when I first sent the email to you, we counted 500 ads in Dundee that were offering puppies. And because it's extraordinary the way things work, but with people at home, nobody's working, the children aren't at school, and they're bored. So what's happening is, let's buy the kids a puppy. And that's what's been happening, which means, of course, puppies have trebled the price. So they're making a fortune. They're making treble what they normally make. And these poor puppies, some of them incredibly ill, by the way, they're at home. And when mommy and daddy go back to work and the kids go back to school, those are the puppies that are going to end up in the rescue centres for people like myself to be looking after. So it's just this continuous circle that doesn't seem to be broken. Last night, I believe, and I'm trying to talk very quickly to get information out to you.
Yeah.
Last night, I believe that the perpetrators, if you like, were known. They were known to the guards. Now, again, I can't swear that because I don't know the names or anything. But we've been on to people like Jim O'Callaghan, who wants the Garda commissioner to get involved in this situation, because not only are the laws being broken, but there's vast amounts of money, which I've said to you before, being made on the backs of these poor creatures from the puppy farms. So that's why I was really delighted that the revenue were involved last night.
And I'm looking at Dundee. I was looking at it earlier when I was reading up about this. God, there's nearly 400 dogs on Dundee today alone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge market. And unfortunately, because, like I said a little bit earlier on, there's a scarcity of different types of dogs. The dogs that are being stolen, family pets, kids. And it breaks my heart when I see on Facebook that there's an autistic child and somebody's stolen the dog.
Ah.
And we all know what the dogs mean
to people with
problems. Yeah.
But the other dilemma is anyone who has a dog and has had a dog for a long time, they tell you, like some cases, that this dog has saved my life in this lockdown. The company
Absolutely.
And the affection and the loyalty and the fun and the games.
Joe, there's no question about that at all. Now, I'm one of the lucky ones. I live in the country, so I can get out. I can get into the garden and I can do what I want to do. But with people in lockdown, in apartments, and some people do have dogs in apartments, and in smaller houses where they are in lockdown, the dog is the salvation, especially when you think about it, if it's an older person living
on
their own.
So what are you calling for, Linda, so to speak? Are you calling for greater vigilance? Are you calling for people not to... Well, if the dogs have been exported, should people try and alert the Gardaí or the SPCA if they think people are trafficking puppies from puppy farms?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know from my point of view, I would like all puppy farms banned completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would love revenue to go in with big boots on them and clear out the bank accounts. That's what I would love. But it's just no law. We know how restricted we are money-wise in this country, and there are laws that apply to humans. And God loves them, the guards who I have the utmost respect for, they haven't got the numbers to actually enforce those laws. So we really are battling it with the animals. But the laws are not being enforced. You are supposed to have a license. You are supposed to have dogs microchipped. And also, puppy farmers, if they put an ad in any sort of... put their license number in as well. That has, so they're flouting the law. So some of us are trying to abide by the law and do what we have to do to stay safe in these times. And then there's other ones. And of course... in the ads they've put in Dundee, we've read, we will travel to you or we will meet you halfway. So that's, again, you're flouting the laws. You're flouting the fact that we're all supposed to be in lockdown.
And I heard a report last week, I think it was John Cook on Dry Time at Mary, and he was at a checkpoint and one man had travelled from Donegal. He was heading to Limerick to get a dog.
That's right.
The guards turned him back as it happened. By the way, are the pounds still open, Linda?
The pounds, I believe, are still open, but there's nobody rehoming dogs at the moment, you see.
Oh, isn't
because because an ad in the newspaper is a completely different thing. But if you genuinely want to rescue a dog, you go to a sanctuary. You have to interact with the people in the sanctuary and, of course, interact with the dogs there. So we can't do that at the moment. So there's nothing essential about travelling to deliver a dog or going somewhere to buy a dog. And I would just urge people, listen, be sensible. Don't buy from puppy farmers. Wait until we get out of this situation with COVID that we're in at the moment, and then go along to your rescue centres and you'll pick up a little animal there. Be so grateful, so, so grateful.
So just hang on. Can you foster a dog for...
Yes, you absolutely can. I'll tell you what a lot of people are doing now. Because of our medical staff, the nurses, the doctors, et cetera, they're on duty and working extremely long hours. So people are volunteering to foster their dogs for them until we come out of this crisis. And I think that's a wonderful idea because you can imagine somebody not only worried sick about being on a hospital ward, but worried doubly sick because there's a little animal locked back at home and there's nobody to rely on for it in this situation. So that is a wonderful situation we're in now with fostering.
You're great. You really. How many dogs have you got at the minute, Linda?
I'm down to 13 at the moment.
What?
but I live in the country.
How many? What are their names?
Oh Jesus! There's everything from Monkey Man to Daisy to you name it. They get all various.
Have you got a Johnny and a Dickie in there by any chance?
No.
Do they get on, Linda?
I need a couple of boxers in that situation.
What did you think of the spat?
Ah, for Jesus' sake, I just thought, will you cop on to yourselves, for heaven's sake? I actually laughed because it was the stupidity of the whole thing, you know. But anyway, I think they've resolved themselves.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah. They were a couple walking from the candy store in the corner to the chapel on the hill at the end of yesterday's programme, arm in arm. But you're in good fettle, Linda, and you're great at pointing that out to people. Please, hold on. Don't under any circumstances give business to puppy farms.
No, this will be over.
And you will know, by the way, if you don't have a dog at the minute and you say, oh, I'll get a dog for the kids, hang on if you can, because you will know by the time this is over and the family gets back into its daily routine, you will know then whether you want a dog or not. Say to the children, as Barack Obama did to his own two children during the election, it's a promise. Like, if we come through this and if we still decide at the end of this that you want a puppy, well, then we'll... But we're not going to get it in the middle of the pandemic because that can lead to bad decisions.
Absolutely. Okay. And I mean, I'm sensible enough to know that we have to look after humans first, but we've brought the animals into our homes. We have to look after them. It's our duty to look after animals as well.
What are you doing? Isn't this Eurovision weekend? Isn't it, Linda, coming up?
It's Eurovision weekend, yeah. And I should have been in Rotterdam, but here I am.
Oh, you were going to go, were you?
Well, no, but you see, we'd be working. Around this time of year, anybody involved in Eurovision, there's just no time to breathe.
Great, great. Okay.
So I would have been working over there in what they call Euro cafes and things like that, and giving concerts and that sort of thing. But this year, lockdown, I'm doing plenty of phone calls, plenty of Skype interviews and that sort of thing.
Okay,
but,
you're great. Linda, mind yourself. Stay safe, you and your 13 dogs.
I will. Thank you so much.
It's a great message to get across, and I think you've delivered. Well, people know how your love of animals. I think you've delivered it very, very well. Okay, Linda, good to meet you, Mahogut, and thanks again. That's Linda Martin, and Linda
Thanks, Joe. Thanks a million.
And Linda was talking about dogs, but she did address the elephant in the room. That was Dickie and Johnny, 51551.